Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, October the 13th, 2025. 15 minutes past the hour. Hope you're having a great Monday morning wherever you are. Don't forget Kids Night Out at Kroger on Route 95, Monday, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out. Monday, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m., the Route 95 location here in Marion, Ghost and Goblins Galore. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, love your city.
Yes.
Are you going to find out about trick-or-treat night on the 31st?
Yes, still trying to get an answer on that.
Who do you have to talk with?
Well, we've got to talk with the people who have the building here.
Well, you know, there still is a large parking lot behind the building, right?
There is, but I'm not sure how many trick-or-treaters are over here.
Well, if you promote it, who knows how many will show up. Maybe there'll be 10, maybe there won't be any. You know, you never know.
You never know with something like that. Weather that night.
Well, that's true, too, and at any rate, you know, they could park in the back, and you can do a remote being in the back parking lot and set up a canopy. I'll provide a 10x10 canopy for you, and then people can park, walk their kids up, and they get one or two pieces of candy.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to be a big issue. I just want to make sure. What time is trick or treat?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if it's daylight, but Friday nights, you're, what, from 8 to 10?
8 to 10, yeah. I'm sure it'll be over by then.
Yeah, but that's not to say, is it illegal for you to hand out candy at one location? It's not like there's going to be people going from house to house to house.
Well, so, I don't know. Then I think there is a neighborhood behind this building. Maybe there are a lot of trick-or-treaters. I don't know.
Well, there could be, but it's, from 8, I mean, I can't remember, you know, is it like 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock or 4 to 6 o'clock or something like that? I know a lot of it's been daylight hours at some times, but I just haven't paid that much attention lately. But it could be the good old-fashioned trick-or-treat where you're out at nighttime and get these kids to stock up. The parents bring them, and we could even take pictures, post them on the your website, and let the public decide who's got the best costume or something like that.
Well, and I think that would be fun. I just think it's going to be interesting this year with it on a Friday, and mm-hmm. to see how that all trickles out.
Football games.
Football games, yeah. But also the kids don't have to go to school the next day. The parents don't have to go to work. What kind of, parties are going to be going on that night? It's going to be a weird night. When Halloween falls on a Friday, it's always a different type of Halloween.
Well, too, for kids, I don't know. Who would you say would be the oldest that should be out trick-or-treating? 12?
Well, but that's certainly not the case. I mean, I think people right up through 16, sometimes 18, are out there.
Yeah, well, which would kind of be obvious. But the good thing is, on second thought, with football games and stuff going on, they might not necessarily have kids of that age in high school playing football. So the younger crowd, the parents, can take their kids that are maybe, 3-year-olds trick-or-treat, don't they?
Yeah, well, what I have noticed is that, there's always a house or something that does something a little different. you know, they'll give away, you know, full-size candy bars or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's always interesting because it's just a different idea than what other people are doing. Now, sometimes that's an attraction. So,
I have surveyed Sam's Club, and I'm ready to pull the trigger on this because they have some unique kinds of things that are there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking of buying some of this, some of that, and maybe, you know, just having a bag. You don't know what's in there, but the kid can grab one from this bag and one from this bag and one from this bag. So, or they can grab one or two from a bag, not knowing, all blindly pulling them out. So they might get something that would be extra special, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to be hard to work something out. So, I mean, I'm just curious to know what the trick or treat time is. I'm sure it's around 6 o'clock, but I don't know what the timing is on that.
Yeah. Well, I think it might be a good tradition to start with.
Well,
what you're doing.
They used to have the Halloween parade downtown. People like that.
Well, how long ago has that been?
Oh, that's a long time ago. But I still hear people talking about it.
Well, I can remember growing up, the streets in downtown Marion at Christmas, so decorated. It was two-way street then. But then, too, the Christmas parade. The Thanksgiving parade. I remember them as being elbow to elbow in that. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the baby boomers, and things are kind of really, they're really tapering off. But anyway, I did find on the Marion website, I couldn't believe it. I clicked on it. There it was, the agenda. And I'm reading through the ordinance that, for this jobs and economic development director, but I, as far as I've gotten so far, they have a job, but they don't have the office. They just have, they're going to hire a person for a job that the office doesn't exist. The business entity doesn't exist. They're kind of getting the cart before the horse, you know?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm always interested, where do these people work? Because I thought they were having an issue with space at City Hall.
Well, yeah. You know, that's a sad thing. The space at City Hall, we lost the community room, which is, they call it courtroom number two. Is that what it is? We've lost that community room. And here... Yeah, where are we going to have this other office? Are they going to open up a closet and put the guy in there?
I don't know.
Is the city going to foot the bill for renting space at the county building? You know, they need to approach this as though they're going to a bank, which really the taxpayers are the shareholders in the city, and they're going in asking for money. And they're not putting together a good argument as to why to fund this, et cetera. But then, too, keep in mind, the city is only paying $60,000 a year. So not quite $20,000 more than what they had been paying all along and getting no results or responsibilities. But I just can't believe the lack of logic in this. They spent $41,000 a year for over 11 years. And they're saying, well, we need to have this so we can control it. When in fact, they could have controlled this all along by putting stipulations on that money.
Well,
tell us what you're doing with it.
Well, apparently tonight's the night. If you want to say any of this, will be the last shot because apparently in the paper, the mayor said he wants to suspend this emergency, make it an emergency clause, and get it through.
Yeah, well, I think they need to establish the department first, and then hire someone to run it. So,
well, tonight's the night.
Just my opinion. I could be wrong, but who knows?
We'll see. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything you'd like to talk about. You know, I don't know how this gets all out of whack, but somebody must know something. Somebody must know that things are okay. Because, I mean, you have a budget that you have to operate within. I would assume somebody has checked to decide that these positions are all affordable, that the city can afford them. I don't know. And, you know, I'm not sure about this audit finding from 2021. I mean, will there be things in there? That this is all alleged. Will there be things in there against the auditor at that time, Robert Landon? I don't know. That certainly is interesting. Timing's interesting as we head into this Charter City vote coming up beginning of November, as he's one of the people really pushing this Charter City. And, you know, what is the reason for that? Because I don't know anybody who's pushing this any more than Robert Landon. Now, why does Robert Landon, former city auditor, want a Charter City so bad? I mean, there was a lot of talk about who's campaigning for this position. Well, certainly, I would put him right out there in the front. I don't know anybody who's been campaigning any harder than he has. Why is that? What's the big idea? It's kind of interesting because I don't know. There's just a lot of weird things going on that maybe questions will be answered one day. But you never know. You never know. I guess that's the way it goes. In any event, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the big Halloween parades that used to happen in downtown Marion? Now, that's been a while ago, but people do still talk about those. Their parents making their costumes and sending them down there, and the best costume was voted upon, and you received some kind of prize. You know, those were fun days. A lot of people have switched over to these trunk-or-treats now, though. You know, the churches, everybody does a trunk-or-treat. Now, I have noticed that a lot of them are not calling them trunk-or-treats anymore. They've kind of went back to calling them trick-or-treats. But that's become a very, very, very big thing. So, I guess we'll see what happens. And I guess to the question, does the city have the money for these positions? Well, I would guess somebody on city council would know the answer to that. I would guess somebody in the administration would know the answer to that. I would assume the budget director would have the answer for that, or where this money is going to come from. You know, what line item is that going to come from, these new positions and ideas? You know, as long as you have answers, the ideas are not bad, but it seems like the answers are never really given, and then here we go, there's going to be a big problem. So I don't know. You know, we had the big dust up last week about in regard to the deputy auditor Martin Watts paying something that he was not authorized to pay. Well, is that going to go any further tonight? I don't know where that goes. I don't know where that discussion continues on. But in any event, here we are, 28 minutes past the hour, coming up on 29 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. What's on your mind today? 740-383-9944. It doesn't have to be anything to do with city council. If you don't want to talk about that, we can talk about anything else going on in the world. Anything else that is of your interest. We certainly have went into autumn, which is good for a lot of people. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what do you think about the military base is going to be put in Idaho?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure. What is the reasoning for this?
Well, I don't know the reason for it. I don't think, you know, they've actually said, but, you know, Qatar is a Muslim country. And at one time, you know, Trump hated Muslims real bad. And at 9/11, I mean, if anybody had a base in our country, I think it should be Britain or France or Germany or somebody else. And that's the same country that gave him the airplane or jet. I don't know. I just don't see it. That's the first time in history any country's had a military base on our homeland, and I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm not even sure if it'll happen. I would have to think that a lot of the people in Congress and a lot of the people in the Senate are not going to be a fan of that.
Well, I hope. Hopefully that's going to be the case. But just trying to do it, I mean, I think the man's insane, but, you know, who am I to say?
Well, like I've said, I've always said, I think that President Trump says a lot of things sometimes just to get people paying attention to something else. So they won't pay attention to what's going on in the Senate and in the Congress with the Epstein files. He doesn't want to talk about the government shutdown, which is, you know what, more than a week we're into it now, almost 2 weeks. So I think those are things he probably doesn't want to talk about. So if he says something that gets everybody's attention away from that, I think he's happy.
Well, however you pronounce his name, Hegseth or whatever, he was with an official from Qatar and was announcing it, you know, about the base. So that's just a little bit more than Trump saying something, you know, out of the blue.
Well, it's going to be interesting. How do you feel locally we're going?
With the Charter City?
Well, yeah, we got the Charter City coming up. We've got possibly this new position of economic development being voted on tonight.
Oh, I don't see it, especially how much they're paying. He's going to be making more than the mayor.
Yeah, but do you think that anybody's... Well, there's also been this speculation that it's going to be somebody who the mayor has already chosen, that somebody from his campaign. Now, I did hear Ayers say last week that he wanted somebody who was willing to move to Marion or who already was living in Marion, I think within a year or something like that. He wanted that language put in there. I don't know if that's happened. Is it going to be somebody in the mayor's cabinet? Is it going to be somebody the mayor knows? I don't know. I don't think anybody's asked that question. So there's a lot of stuff surrounding this that we don't really understand. And where's the money coming from?
What is it, $120,000 they're going to pay this?
$120,000, and then there's benefits and things of that nature.
Well, it'll easily get it up to $160,000, $170,000, but I don't see why the mayor would be the one that's going to elect him.
Well, I think the mayor said it would be him and somebody from the public, I think a city council member and a county commissioner, I think would be the people doing this.
Doing the hiring? Or
yeah, I think that's what was said.
Well, I don't know. Can do. Never really done anything for Marion, I don't think. I think back when they built Kellogg Parkway, they was responsible for some of that, but I figure if you hire somebody for a position, you know, like that, or if it was a position in the company, you know, that person ought to be able to do enough to, you know, to support the amount of pay he's getting.
Well, you know what I always wonder? I always think, okay, what about the sanitation workers? What about the bus drivers? What about the people who work for the city? What is their wage? Because we always say that we want, you know, big wages attract the best people, apparently is the idea that we have now. Now, when is the last time the bus drivers, the sanitation workers, the people who do the really tough work in the city, When's the last time they've got raises? Or what are they making in comparison to these positions we're talking about?
Well, I bet you the sanitation workers aren't even making $20 an hour.
Well, I certainly don't think the bus drivers are either. So where is, you know, why is that never talked about? Huh?
Where's the reasoning, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would think that if you had... See, I always thought the reason these wages were what they were is because the city, that was the money they had to pay. Well, now I'm starting to think, well, apparently the city has extra money to spend because they've created, now this will be the fourth position under this new administration, and it's, you know, getting close to $500,000 in new positions in 2 years. Well, if you have an extra $500,000 laying around every year, why don't you, you know, raise the rates on the bus drivers or the sanitation workers?
Now, the sanitation workers, I tell you, you know, that would be hard work. Hot during the summer, cold during the winter, but, you know, could you work 8 hours a day? You know, throwing that trash, a lot of walking, even though they ride the truck, but, you know, they only ride the truck when they're not, you know, involved in the neighborhood, you know. I just, those people ought to be respected, you know, more than what they are, because that would be a lot of work. I bet you couldn't work that job 8 hours a day.
Oh, probably not.
I know I couldn't. I couldn't do it when I was in my 20s, so...
No, it's a hard job, and they take almost anything. So I guess I don't understand. And I was told years ago that people in the fire department and police stations are not making huge wages. So, I mean, what about those salaries?
Yeah, that's what the city, you know... depends on, you know.
So I don't know.
Police officers, I mean.
I guess I'm just confused. You know, Schertzer did his budget, and Collins is doing his budget. Now, somehow Collins has $500,000 more in positions than Schertzer did. Now, where did that money come from? Was Schertzer just sucking it away? Was he just creating a rainy day fund? I don't quite understand.
Has anybody asked the mayor that question?
I probably not.
Well, maybe you ought to ask it tonight. You going to that meeting?
I'll be there tonight, but you know, you would hope that council... here's the problem. Council is being paid to be there. They are representatives for their wards. They are not representatives for a political party or for any administration. Now, why, out of 9 of them, that nobody asks that question, I never understand. You know, we can report on it, and we do. We're reporting on it right now. But don't you want your paid... who they just got a raise not too long ago? Don't you want your paid councilman to be asking these questions on your behalf?
I would hope so.
Well, where is it?
I don't think any council person's really, you know, holding Collins, you know.
Well, it's not just Collins. I mean, ask the new budget director. I mean, she's sitting there every Monday night. See what she knows. Ask, you know, ask the finance, chair of the finance committee. What does she know? Ask anybody. Does anybody there have an answer to any of this?
Oh, I doubt it. Maybe somebody's listening to the program, the council person. Maybe they'll ask that question tonight.
Well, I would just wonder how you can expand the bus services, create 4 positions in 2 years that did not exist before, and be able to do that without creating any increase in city revenue. Now, where was the increase in city revenue created that's going to support all this? And if you do have this kind of increase in city revenue, why aren't you giving it to the sanitation workers, the bus drivers, the police officers, the firefighters? I guess I'm not sure how this all is coming to be. I mean, what's going to be the return on a lot of this? I don't know. It's an odd thing to me.
Well, plus we've got the fire station to pay for.
Well, yeah, there's that. It's coming right up.
Budgeted for that might not. You know, calls can be a lot more than what you expect.
You never know. Well, hey, thanks for calling. All right, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. I think these are all questions that certainly spike some kind of an interest. And again, they are just questions. They are not statements. When things used to be done in local city government, you usually were given some kind of reasoning as to why and how they were going to be paid for, and why they were going to be done, or why they couldn't be done, and why they couldn't be paid for. And I'm not sure where that has all gone. I don't know. Council used to be very proactive in asking those questions because they're representatives of the citizens. Maybe they'll do that tonight. You know, you can only hope. I think you would want that to happen. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say, we're always interested to hear from you. 41 and a half minutes past the hour. And I know that there are a lot of people on City Council who really do want the city to do well. They want the city to go forward. They want things to be good. So I would think that they would have a stake in asking some of these questions and doing some of these things. In any event, there we are. If anybody has anything to say about that or anything else, feel free. 740-383-9944. Now, we did start off the morning talking about Harding football defeating Pleasant, winning both of their rivalry games this year. Very good for them. Harding defeated Pleasant on Friday night and also defeated River Valley when they played them. I think people would say those are Harding's two rivalry games every year, so I know a lot of people happy about that, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I've read through the ordinance for an economic development director.
Yes.
And it's interesting, if you go to City Council's agenda, there's a link that will take you to the actual ordinance they want to pass. And it has the sightings from the ordinance 1982-1, I think it's 5-4. And then they have an exhibit, Director of Economic Development, City of Marion/Marion County, reports to the mayor. Geez, what about the county commissioners? FLSA, I don't understand exactly what that is, but it's exempt. It's got prepared by HR. Who's the HR person at City Hall? Any idea?
You know, I'm not sure. Somebody.
And it has pay up to $120,000 per year, depending upon qualifications. Now, they have in here a summary. Do you know of the entity called One Marion?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
I've never heard of One Marion. So, it has here, the executive director will engage with a wide variety of stakeholders to build strong partnerships in support of One Marion's mission to establish Marion City and Marion County as a premier destination for business, and One Marion as an accomplished leader in local development of growth and quality of life. Now, gee whiz, I think the proper word is that platitude stacked up upon platitudes. Now, the next page, page four, is where it really gets interesting, because everything on Exhibit B that's shown here is of a one kind of font, typeface, etc. Then you get to the next page. It looks as though someone was lazy. Looks like they cut and pasted from something they found online somewhere or from some article. So a lot of laziness going on here.
Well, like I said, it all comes to a head tonight. I mean, the mayor has apparently said publicly in the Marion Star that he wants this done with an emergency clause tonight, and here it comes. Tonight's the full council meeting.
Well, tikkun olam. Tikkun olam. That's all I had to say about that.
We'll see.
Thank you.
All right, well, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I guess the best people can do is speak their mind, and I guess the best council can do is speak their mind when it comes to any of this. And, you know, I have to think that most people are logical and are going to make a logical decision. And I think if a question gets asked in a reasonable tone and they don't have an answer, I would think that that would call for maybe some more questioning of some of this stuff. I don't know. Do people do their homework anymore? I don't know. I've always said, and I've been saying it for a long time, that I believe most of these people, city council people, administration, the whole bit, I think they have what's best. They think what they're doing is best for the city. I don't know why you would do something that you thought was going to hurt the city. I think you want the city to do well. Now, the question becomes, is what they're doing best for the city? This is the big question. I don't know. And is anybody holding anybody's feet to the fire? You know, it's kind of what's going on nationally. A lot of people are very angry because they feel the Congress and the Senate and so on and so forth are not holding the president's feet to the fire on anything, which is how it's supposed to be. That's how you make sure that nobody is a ruler, that nobody gets everything that they want. And I think in a microcosm sort of a way, we're starting to wonder that here locally. Is city council holding the administration's feet to the fire? And there's nothing wrong with holding somebody's feet to the fire. It doesn't mean you don't like them. It just means you're doing your job. I mean, you're getting paid for this as a city council person. It might be a good idea to ask some questions about some of this stuff if you don't have the answers. You know, I think important things here. 48 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, I've said it a few times this morning. Harding football did very well against Pleasant on Friday night. Got the big W and also got the W against River Valley this year. They're two rivalry games, so good for them. Now again, River Valley and Pleasant are not doing tremendous this year. They've obviously had their problems, but where that all goes, I don't know. Has anybody heard any more about this whole Pleasant situation? The unfortunate situation out there with the football coach being removed as the football coach just a few weeks into the season, and the principal being made the football coach, which obviously has caused a lot of havoc in their particular program. I mean, what's going on with that? We heard there was a police investigation into that, but nothing more. Where is it? We don't know. We don't know what's going on there. And it is Columbus Day today. Now, that's an interesting thing. Columbus, obviously something we're very interested in here in Ohio. Our capital city is named Columbus. As if I had to tell you that. How do you feel about Christopher Columbus? I mean, we know now that he probably did not really know what he was doing. And that as a human being, he probably was not the best human being in the world. I mean, I remember a few years ago on Columbus Day, I had an expert in Christopher Columbus on the program. And I remember, you know, the things you heard and understood about Christopher Columbus were not the best. That he really had sort of a questionable life and really did some questionable things. And the things that we give him credit for, he probably didn't do. And I remember there were Christopher Columbus statues that did come down at one point or another, which was always an interesting thing. So, you know, I don't know. Does anybody have a problem that Christopher Columbus is being honored today? It's one of those things, you know, when you do something for so long and honor somebody for so long, like Christopher Columbus, a lot of people get that becomes very traditional to them. You know, this is what we've always done, and this is the way we always want to do it. Well, I don't know. If you find out that somebody isn't quite the person that you thought they were, and they really didn't do what we have always said that they did, should they continue to be honored? I don't know. It's All I know is Christopher Columbus had a very interesting life, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Happy Columbus Day.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day out.
And that's what I thought. When I got up this morning, I thought, it's not as chilly this morning. It's a very pleasant morning.
Well, you still want to wear a lightweight wrap. I had a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock, so I was out and about. But, you know, do you ever think about when I was a kid, no one questioned Christopher Columbus.
True.
When I was a kid, no one questioned a lot of stuff, even the president or the whatever did. You know, they keep going around. They're going to find out that there's not really a God. That's just all, you know, it's just whatever.
Well,
everybody has their opinion, and everybody's right.
That's true. And I'll tell you, Christopher Columbus is an interesting one to me, though, because I think one of the issues with him is that I can't imagine that there are big groups of people who either support Columbus or dislike him. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that. What it seems has happened is that for some reason, a story was told that we kept going for a long time that most people probably knew wasn't true. But it gave us a person. It gave us a great story to tell kids. And we could do Columbus Day, and we could do the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and we could, you know, he founded America, and we could do all that. And then I think,
what's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think what happened then was, when we found out that not only was that story not true, that he was not a very nice person, that he was a kind of a devious type of person, then I think it was, well, should we honor devious people?
What's wrong with just believing what you've always believed, be it right or wrong, as long as it's not hurting anybody? I mean, it went on for years and years and years. Why all of a sudden are we so doggone much smarter than the people ahead of us?
Well, you're right. I think, well, you know, it's interesting because I think what has happened is that there are groups like the indigenous people who did not have a whole lot of traction in their life. You know, we called them Indians for a while. That really wasn't probably the right thing to do. Then we called them Native Americans, and that probably really wasn't right. But they didn't have, they weren't a big group. So they really couldn't campaign for themselves. So once we got to the idea of what really went on, I think people started to say, well, now wait a second. This story that we're telling is really more of a fairy tale. Now, nothing wrong with telling a fairy tale. We have fairy tales, but we're teaching it as fact. And
Scott, you think about it. There's, like you said, there's nothing wrong with fairy tales. And when everybody comes up with the facts, there's a lot more people unhappy than when it was a fairy tale.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting to me. I mean, I had no problem with Christopher Columbus. And as I said, in Ohio, we're very prone to Christopher Columbus. I mean, our capital is named for him. And there's still a statue. People think it's gone, but it's not. There's still a statue of him on the State House lawn. And I was down there a few years ago, and we did a whole thing on that during the pandemic and took pictures of it. And did a story in front of it. But the thing of it is that I was shocked, honestly, because Christopher Columbus is a real person. He did exist. And to learn that he did, you know, okay, I guess here's the example I want to say. Okay, take somebody like Ben Franklin. Now, we have learned Ben Franklin was a real person, and yes, over time, we've learned that Ben Franklin had some picadillos in his life, but ultimately, he did do a lot of good things, yet he didn't have a good relationship with his kids. He did have an eye for the women. He did like to drink, but yet he did a lot of good things. He did a lot of good legislation. He set up the post office. He created a lot of good things. I think the problem with Christopher Columbus being a real person is when we started to learn the bad, much like with all people over time, there wasn't anything good left. I mean, if you had to say, outside of the story that we were told, what did Christopher Columbus actually do that was good? What did he do?
Well, true, but at least it was someone to look up to. Who do we have to look up to today?
Oh, the list is getting smaller, I'll tell you that. It's smaller by the day.
Right, but that's because everybody's right.
Well, but now this brings up an interesting question for the last few minutes here. Where are the heroes? Because a hero to me is somebody who goes against a grain and does something you don't expect them to do and does it at their own peril, that they could lose their position or they could lose their standing, but they still do it because it's the right thing. How many people will do that today? You know, we're talking about, I hate to get back to city council, but we talk about city council. I don't believe those are evil people, but if one of them stood up and started asking a bunch of questions, don't you think they would be regarded in a heroic way?
Well, I would think so. But then I was thinking about the city council the other day. Isn't the city council, shouldn't it be work kind of like at home? Do they have to have their balanced books at the council meetings? Or do we... You know, like when you get your bank statement, do you sit down and balance your books?
Well, yeah, and I there's supposed to be a budget, but the big question since 2021 has been, are our numbers right? And that's
well,
how
you shouldn't get, not kept on going until you figured it out.
Well, that's where we are. And again, I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. One of them probably being the mayor, because he's suggesting that these positions should be created, but. That it's just a question.
But if we've got along this long without those positions, let's clear up our books first before we go buy a new car.
Well, and I think that's what a lot of people are fearful of, is why aren't we worried about clearing up the books before we create another position? And if you don't, if you really think Tommy Reese and Miranda McGinnis are incompetent, then how can you go by the numbers they're giving you to create these positions?
And why have we kept them all this time if that's the case?
Exactly. And what's being done with that? I mean, they yell a lot. They argue a lot. But what gets accomplished? And I'm hoping tomorrow that I can come in here and say, you know something? Last night something got accomplished. People asked questions. We got some answers. And here we go. But as trivial as we're running out of time here, but as trivial as this men's breakfast was, you know, I honestly hope the mayor does explain that. Because, again, this is one of the issues with this administration, is we don't ever get answers. And when a citizen asked that question last week, Mayor, was any city money spent on this event that you had that women were not included in and were not invited to? And the mayor said in the open meeting, well, Mr. Bodine created a spreadsheet or PowerPoint or something like that.
What's Mr. Bodine's job?
Service director.
Okay.
So, but he said he did that, but outside of that, no. It's a Kingston event. But then when you go to the Marion Star, the picture they used is from the Harding, you know, Harding Museum. Now, that's not free, and how do you get food down there? Now, maybe Kingston paid. If the mayor stands up and says, you know what, it was donated, Kingston paid for it, and let's put an end to good, that's what the mayor should do. But I hope he does that.
It comes right down to it. If you always tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory.
You said it. And hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to report that that's what happened, because obviously that was a constituent.
I may have to get around and come sit there on the front row.
Well, tonight would be the night. I tell you, a lot of stuff going, and not a particularly long agenda, which is good.
Well, but how long do you think it'll be?
Well, the agenda tonight looks rather short, so if there's not a lot of big open discussion, I don't see it going over an hour.
And I just hope that the president uses her authority with her gavel.
Yeah, and that would be a good... Well, Thad Smith did last week, so maybe that'll be the case.
Whatever. Hey, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening this morning. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.